Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. This is Trey with Daddy Mojo, and we are going to talk about the new all-age comics for the week of May 31st, 2017. There are some great ones this week, including All Things Archie. If you're down with Riverdale, this is your week. A regroup of the classic hits from Harvey coming out in a compilation. If this is Greek to you, you will love it, and I'll tell you why. The Turtles have a new miniseries called Robot Animals that comes out this week. Miraculous Disney Descendants in manga form. And one of the top 10 new graphic novels this year. You got a snippet of it if you went to Free Comic Book Day and caught this preview. And the graphic novel is out this week, and it is flat out fabulous. We're taking a look at that right now. King Imagine. That is what you hear in the background. He's a Ukrainian cat who can seemingly play any instrument in the world, and he composes his own stuff. You can check out anything over at Free Music Archive. Just do a little search for King Imagine, and you'll find all of his stuff with a fun Ukrainian twist. So for us, summer has officially started. That means that, hey, it's the movie season. See lots of good movies and lots of great comic books. Side note, we saw Captain Underpants last week, and it's phenomenal. It really is funny. It's the most I've ever seen our seven-year-old laugh. And it is as good as Boss Baby. I kind of hesitate before I say that because Boss Baby was fabulous. Really funny stuff. And Captain Underpants is still really good. And I think it's really good because you don't expect it to be so good. Because the books are really simple. And they're 100% potty humor. There is a lot of potty humor in this movie. But it's really funny. And seven-year-olds will laugh themselves silly. That's it. A quick movie review. I kind of mentioned that initially. Because this first graphic novel can easily, you can easily see it becoming a movie. And if you took part in Free Comic Book Day this year, this graphic novel had a snippet. It had like a chapter and a half that was free for Free Comic Book Day. And it's great. I loved that snippet and the graphic novel from Graphics, which is the Scholastic imprint, is even better. It's Time Shifters by Chris Grine. And it you can kind of guess by the title, Time Shifters. There's a bit of time travel in there. And that gives the audience and the author lots of leeway to interpret things and how the story can progress. It's interesting because the graphic novel really starts out on a downer. It starts out with a death. Ugh, sad panda, I know. But it works. It's not heavy emotional because it feels real. Kids can relate to it. And the story itself, once it gets into the goofy aspects of time traveling and who is involved, is hilarious and fabulous. And kids, six and up, they're immediately gonna get this and say, "I love this graphic novel." To give you a hint as to who's in this, character-wise, you've got all sorts of dinosaurs, you've got monsters, you've got ghosts, you've got Vampire Napoleon, one of my favorites, and you've got Robot Lincoln. It's funny, it's weird, and kids will love it. It starts out with a death, so that's kind of worth mentioning. It's like, ooh, Debbie Downer, what happens here? But just kind of factor in that it's a time travel thing. It's permanent. It doesn't water down the effects of time travel, and most of what happens in the story is real. However, it's a very great graphic novel that get past that first death, and it is great. Time Shifters will easily be one of the top 10 best all-age graphic novels of the year, and it's a hoot. You and your kids will love it. And the vocabulary and the action is really appropriate for, let me just see what's there. The mummy told me you have to pay for everything. Yeah, so the vocabulary is going to be great for a six-year-old. A seven-year-old will be able to read it by themselves. And it really is fun. Packed with action. Time Shifters by Chris Grine. It's fabulous. Check it out this week. It's brand new. It's book birthday. I've discovered that's a thing. Happy birthday! What is also new this week in comic books is Archie. Man, it is Archie Palooza this week in that there are 1, 2, 3, 4 new Archie, classic Archie comic books. You've got the Archie 1,000-page comics Hoopla to trade paperback for $12. You've got the Archie 75th Anniversary Digest, number 10. These are those square comics that you'll find at the checkouts for supermarkets and stuff. In this one, it's got a Frozen theme, but it's Archie Frozen themed. And it's the 75th anniversary of the classic characters. Another square book that you'll see out there is Archie Comics Double Digest. This is issue number 279. This, again, it's square, and you'll see it at the checkout counter at the supermarket. And for the artists in the crowd, you've got Archie's coloring book. Number one. It's $8. This is one that you'll see in bookstores and comic book stores. It's Archie's coloring book, number one. And if you're down with the real Archie, I say real Archie in air quotations, like the Riverdale Archie that's on television now, you may want to check out this one. It's Josie and the Pussycats, number 7. In this monthly series, in this issue, Josie may be becoming a little bit too popular for the rest of the band. It's a three-girl group, and Josie may not know her place. It's not just Josie. It's Josie and the Pussycats. So get it together, girl. Josie and the Pussycats, issue number 7. It's going to appeal to slightly older readers just because of its content and the way it's presented, even though the subject matter is going to be maybe slightly above the books, the comics that I mentioned. However, if your kids are watching Riverdale, they're going to be a square in the peg with Josie and the Pussycats, the monthly comic book series. Harvey. I say Harvey. Some older folks may say Paul Harvey. I loved his commentary. The way he always hit you at the back end with that thing you weren't expecting. Whereas 98% of you are like, Paul Harvey? Who's that? He sells peanut butter, doesn't he? In this case, I'm speaking about Harvey Hits, which is neither here nor there. So it's a horrible entry, but roll with me for a second. This is a new monthly series from Joe Books that brings together many of the characters that were in the Harvey universe. Like, it was like the late 70s, early 80s, and its heyday was even before then. This is Casper, Richie Rich, Wendy, the good little witch, and many of the other classic Harvey characters that your kids may not know, but because of the way they're presented in this new monthly series, they're immediately going to gravitate to them. Here's why. Because Art and Franco, the creators who you know from Teen Titans Go, and any number of other characters that they have given their unique stamp of art and presentation to, Art and Franco, they're doing some of the art and story in Harvey Hits, as well as with a cat called Cesare Asaro. But you look at the cover to this, you can see it's Art and Franco, but it's slightly different. So it's not quite the same as their previous work that you may be used to. Fabulous stuff, and I have really high hopes for this, because I remember this series when I was a kid. And it's neat because it's really straight up all ages. You can almost say 4 and up would be okay with this one. Harvey Hits from Joe Books, issue number 1, is out this week. Check that out, why don't you? This is where I kind of have to say, I apologize, Miraculous. I get you now. I get you. We were sent a copy of some DVD episodes of the show heretofore, prior to that. I really didn't understand the show because I didn't understand the characters. They were drawn a little bit too unisexual, to where I didn't know who was a boy and who was a girl. I didn't know the ages of them. However, having seen the show, I kind of get it now. I'm like, okay, they're teens, early teens, and it can be a little odd if they're drawn a certain way or not drawn a certain way. And that's Miraculous. I say all that with the caveat of saying it's a really good show. And the comic book from Action Lab Entertainment is equally as fun because it stamps the same kind of artwork and je ne sais quoi that the show has, because it's got the beautiful landscapes of Paris, as well as with the history and the story. Like in this issue, number 13, this is the one, and if you've seen the show, the story is going to sound familiar because it's one where Rose, Marionette, and Hawkmoth. Hey, Hawkmoth, there you go. This is where the perfume comes in. And Princess Fragrance starts to cause mayhem in the palace. It's going to seem familiar to folks who have seen the show. However, still a very good comic book. And if you haven't seen the show, check it out. If you've seen it, this is going to be a good compendium to read along to it, because it's going to go in depth a little more than the show does. And it's just very pretty. It really is. In a way, it kind of reminds us of this next comic book that also mirrors the show that it represents. This is Voltron, Legendary Defender, Volume 2, Number 2. Except in this case, this comic book is from Lionforge, and it's Voltron. It's the five heroes coming together. It sounds familiar. Five heroes coming together to create a large being that fights evil in space. It sounds familiar. This is different, though, because this Voltron Legendary Defender, it really is about teamwork and about coming together, and there's not really much drama, like, oh, whatever teen drama you might encounter in space. This is just good classic storytelling without the needless high school drama. How do you like that? Not calling anybody out, per se. If you've seen the Netflix show, it is going to mirror that very... It's not going to mirror it identically, but it's going to be very close. It is issue 2 from Volume 2, Legendary Defender Voltron. It is out this week from Lionforge. It's $3.99. For the past couple of months, we've been raving like a crazy man about Batman Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Adventures. This was the all-ages crossover between the Turtles and Bats. Great miniseries. One of the best miniseries of the year that you'll check out in the all-age comics marketplace. This new miniseries picks up where that one left off if you're hot for some more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. In this one, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Amazing Adventures, Robot Animals, or Robot Animals, depending upon how you want to alliterate that. This is a three-issue miniseries. Issue 1 of 3 is out this week. It's $3.99. It is from Nickelodeon and IDW. Actually, just IDW is the publisher on this one, because it's straight-up Turtles. They're not bringing anybody else in, because they're just saying, okay, what if Baxter Stockman turned the mutanimals, it's a tough tongue twister, isn't it? The mutanimals into robots. This is all ages, super friendly. It's a turtle story gone crazy. And if you like the Batman TMNT storyline that was so fabulous that you really should pick up in graphic novel form when it comes out, then you'll love this. Or also, if you've been checking out the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures, their ongoing monthly series, and you're already a fan, you're going to love this too, because it just brings in more madness, brings in more Baxter Stockman, and more animals, more mutants, more fun. It's more turtles. It's great fun. Yeah, we loved this miniseries and expect great things from this. Three-issue miniseries, issue 1 is out this week. Doctor Who. We mention this sometimes here on the podcast. A whole lot of Doctor Who comic books out there. And it is, despite the complexity of the show and the comic book, it is an all-age comic book. It's just very advanced, so a lot of younger fans aren't going to read it, or aren't going to want to read it. For example, our 7-year-old, he's not going to want to read it because he hasn't really started to watch the show yet. He's seen me watch it, but he hasn't latched onto it. Content-wise, there's nothing in these comic books that is graphic or out of the realm or inappropriate for that age, that age being a 7-year-old. In reality, the Doctor Who comic books from Titan Comics, they're going to appeal to 10-year-olds and up, on average. There are going to be some kids that watch the show that are immediately going to jump into this like rye bread and say, we love this. So if that's your key, and I've described something that's hot on you, check this out. It's Doctor Who. This is the 9th Doctor. Issue 13, it's out this week. It's a new story arc. That's another reason why I mention it, because the Doctor Who comics tend to go in arcs, where it's 2 to 5 to 6 issues make up a certain story, and they'll release the whole thing in graphic novel or trade paperback later. This is the first one in a new story arc. It's Doctor Who 9th Doctor, issue 13. It's out this week. Now, with summer here, we are taking a couple of road trips. the road trips I took when I was a kid. It was before the age of Mad Libs. Maybe they existed, but we did not hook onto them as a family. Mad Libs, it's like where you can, you know, give me three nouns, give me five verbs, put them into a story, and you have a classic character who is the base of the story doing things that the classic character would never, ever do, and it's hilarious. And kids 8 and up will laugh themselves silly over Mad Libs. If you're a Spider-Man fan, this is your week because Spider-Man Mad Libs is out this week. This is a book from Price Stern Sloan, and it's just $5. And it features 21 stories based on classic Spidey with young fans who know their nouns and their verbs and some adjectives. Supply them and put Spidey in a whole bunch of situations and predicaments that he would never find himself in. And this is the type of road trip gold that parents need to latch onto if they have some tweens that are in the car and you don't just want to stick a video on the entire time. Similar to how the free Comic Book Day version of Time Shifters blew us away, this next manga had a free comic book version that popped out that some people really fell in love with. It's from Tokyo Pop. It's Disney's Descendants. When the plot synopsis for this first came out for the movie, I guess it was last year, skeptical I was, Yoda would say, because it takes the children of Disney villains, and it takes them on their own teen adventures. Okay, so yeah, skeptical at first, but it's a year later, and it really has some legs, and kids love this. Like 11, 12-year-olds, they really do like the new movie comes out this summer. That is the exact age that's going to dig into this manga. This is Descendants from Disney, Disney's Descendants. I feel like all, not the all Descendants from the 80s. These are different. This is Mal, Evie, Jay, and Carlos. It's four descendants of classic villains, and in this case, the four youngsters, the four teens, they're going to school, and they have a chance to do some evil that would free their parents. Do they indeed steal from the fairy godmother and take the magic wand that would thus free their parents? Or do they continue on the straight and narrow with their friends and their teen-style good looks? What do they do? I bet you know what they do. This is going to be great fun for kids ages 11 and up. It's a brand new manga. It's also going to be a new kind of reading experience, and it's only $8, so it's really priced to sell, given the fact that it's a manga, so it's going to be thicker than the average, I mean, much thicker than a comic book, and much thicker than a graphic novel. It's only $8. Check it out if you are down with Disney Descendants, because it's brand new this week.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.